Lord God, there is no distance in the Spirit, and we thank you for your wall of protection around us to guard against distractions that try to steal our focus and pull us away from you. Amen. The Lord began, "Listen to me. I am here with you, but you will have to fight hard and struggle to get back with me in the way you long to be. You are surrounded by distractions, surrounded. It will take a monumental effort on your part to effect this change. It can be done, but it will cost you. Do not grieve, because I have not rejected you. I am here with you, beloved. Right here, totally engaged in our loving relationship. But you must understand you are frail and weak and easily distracted away from me. You must have a distraction-free environment. Do you understand? Is that the only problem?" Jesus continued, "Yes, that is the problem, and it is a very substantial problem. In order to overcome it, you will need great discipline and cooperation from everyone. This is the root cause. You love them and your animals, and you sacrifice your time with me for them. This can be remedied, but you must set to work stridently and enforce the need to be alone. Then you and all my people will be able to touch me. This is a combination of your weaknesses, Satan's wiles, and the carelessness of those around you. You must set the example and maintain it. This very same issue plagues everyone. Don't you know that the leader replicates their behavior in the followers? Everyone is suffering from this, and it can be fixed. That is why there is not more visions and insights. They are not getting close enough to me for long enough to break through the rhythm of a busy life. Fix this, and the blessings will be innumerable. Allow it to go on, and you will struggle every day without having truly touched the hem of my garment. And by the way, here I am, longing to hold you and talk with you, and so many things are in the way. You have allowed this, and you can fix this." He smiled big. "I am here with you, but your prayer life has been watered down by excessive activity and distractions. The community must have much more respect for prayer time. Each individual needs to enforce the sanctity of this time. What more can I say? Stop pretending that I am not right here beside you, because I am. I am deeply in love with you, Claire, and all my heart dwellers. And I need this as much as you do. I have suffered much because of these distractions. Is it in your mind to say, 'But you are God, how could you?' I must have your consent and your diligence in roping off our time together. You have never lived with a family before. You don't know how very distracting it can be. That's why many become hermits. They want me alone. And when they make that break from life as usual, they obtain it. Think about how you can change this, dear ones. I long for all of you more than you long for me. Truly I do. Please, please remedy this separation you all have allowed. I will help you. I am with you. And I am for you."